Behind the red bricks of an old school building in Buffalo's Kensington neighborhood lies Vive, a shelter house for asylum seekers looking to make the United States or Canada their home. In an old classroom still adorned with the chalkboards of yesteryear, we meet an enthusiastic Congolese man.
As a young leader, actually, I was involved in a kind of think tank, youth think tank. And because of that, I joined an NGO, the National Cycle for Peace and Democracy. We started doing some demonstrations. The opponent side, they created a kind of platform in which many political parties were involved in.
For his own safety, we're not using the man's real name, so here we're calling him Paul. Paul was active in opposing President Denis Sassou Nguesso's 2015 campaign to change the Republic of Congo's constitution to allow him to run for another term in office. When Nguesso ultimately won his referendum, Paul found himself bound by the iron grips of the powerful Central African regime.
Me and some of my friends were arrested during that time, so we got trouble. I went in jail. Then I got released later on. So because in the past I was not like involved in such event, like political things. And then, so my family was very worried. They told me, you have to stop because this regime used to do anything.
For a while, Paul did stop. Working as an engineer in the oil industry, he proved to be a rising young star in the Congo. His work brought him around the world for training and business. But after splitting time between the United States, Malaysia, and the Congo, Paul once again found himself involved in the politics of his home country, this time supporting former Army General Jean-Marie Michel Makoko's 2016 run for the presidency. Makoko placed third in the presidential election and was promptly arrested and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Paul says it was then he knew he had to leave. Luckily, he had a U.S. visa that was still valid for another 2 weeks.
But my family didn't. Yeah, I have a wife with one kid. He's 6 years old now. The short-term project is my family to be here because I won't be able to really be focused without them, especially my son. I want him to be here for sure.
Paul returned to the U.S. and made his way to Vive by way of Texas. He's been here since July. But his journey to America is just one of many for asylum seekers looking to escape danger. In 2017, the Office of Immigration Statistics said of the 26,568 people granted asylum, 9.4% resided in New York State. Anna Mongo, chief program officer of Vive's parent organization Jericho Road, says it's not easy to satisfy the United States' requirements for asylum, as outlined by the UN, proving illegal incarceration, threats, violent persecution, and even torture for some asylum seekers can be difficult.
It's not always easy getting proof that you were tortured. I mean, it's not something you can't call up your torturer and be like, hey, can you give me a letter that states that you tortured me? I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. And so sometimes proving some of these cases can be really tricky.
Mongo says the Queen City has been strong in supporting the immigrant community, and many asylum seekers passing through Vive, like Paul, possess specialized skills from their home country that can benefit the local economy.
I just believe that the value of asylum seekers so outweighs, you know, the little bit of cost that we have to put into supporting them during this time. Buffalo is a place where we need a workforce, we need educated people, we need incoming population, and asylum seekers help to do those things. They're people who, you know, they want to start a new life, they want to give back to the community, they want to be self-supporting.
Paul is still in the long legal process of being granted asylum. If approved, he plans to return to school to complete a master's degree in petrol engineering, and hopefully, with his family in tow, start a new life and career here in America. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.